Hey, this is Stephen from the Waves Street Team. Today I'm going to demonstrate how Waves plugins can be used as part of kick and snare chains for parallel compression. In this application, it's used to bring out the low end of a mix and add to the existing sound. Generally, my kick and snare will already have compressors on their insert sections, and I then feed each drum track to two separate mono aux inputs for both the kick and snare chains. Each stage of compression does something a little different to the mix. Today I'm going to show you an example of how I use these two separate parallel chains on San Francisco by Selfish Lovers. Let's take a listen to the kick and snare without any parallel compression added. Now let's listen to the kick and snare with the parallel chains in place. So let's start with the kick. On the kick insert, I'm using the OR compressor with a 4:1 ratio, and then on this parallel compressor, the CLA 76 Blackie, a 4:1 ratio again. Sometimes I'll use a little more depending on the song. The attack and release times also depend on the track and your personal preference and should be adjusted accordingly. In general, I'd aim to take off between 3 and 6 dB, but sometimes I like to just run the signal through the CLA 76 with only slight compression or no attenuation at all. The CLA 76 then feeds the Puigtec EQP1A, which is boosting at 60 Hz and also attenuating to add some extra low end to the kick. I'm also attenuating some high end at 5K. This attenuation can affect the attack of the compressor. Next, we'll move on to the snare. I generally prefer to use a medium attack time on my snares, with the release dependent on the timing of the song. On the insert, I'll either use the OR compressor at a 2:1 ratio or the CLA 76 Bluey at a 4:1 ratio. In this case, I'm using a medium attack time with a fast release. This then feeds another CLA 76 Blackie with a 4:1 ratio. Again, most of the time, there's an attenuation of around 3 to 6 dB, but at times, I'll also run the snare through this compressor without any gain reduction. The compressor then runs into an EQ. On this track, I'm using the Puigtec MEQ5, a mid-range equalizer. I'm adding some 200 Hz and some 1.5K to the signal coming from the compressor. Let's check out what these settings do to the sound. That was adjusting 200 Hz. And now 1.5K. Let's listen to the full track without any parallel compression on the kick or snare. Now let's listen to the same thing with parallel compression added to the kick and snare. Remember, you don't have to limit yourself to the particular plugins I've used here today. There are many ways of achieving this effect with the wide variety of tools in the Waves range, but these should provide a great starting point.